Alderman. Audio recording copyright 2008 by Audible Inc.
If you enjoyed Camouflage, you'll want to listen to Joe Haldeman's Hugo Award-winning work, The Hemingway Hoax. Here's a special sneak preview. Hemingway was picking up a little extra money doing journalism. He'd gone to Switzerland to cover a peace conference for a news service. When it was over, he wired Hadley to come join him for some skiing. This is where it gets odd. On her own initiative, Hadley packed up all of Ernest's work. All of it. Not just the typescript, but the handwritten first drafts and the carbons. That's like a Xerox? Right. She packed them in an overnight bag, then packed her own suitcase. A porter at the train station, the Gare de Lyon, put them aboard for her. She left the train for a minute to find something to read, and when she came back, they were gone. Suitcase and all? No, just the manuscripts. She and the porter searched up and down the train, but that was it. Somebody had seen the overnight bag sitting there and snatched it. Lost forever. That did hold a glimmer of professional interest. That's funny. You'd think they'd get a note then, like, if you ever want to see your stories again, bring $1 million to the Eiffel Tower, sort of thing. A few years later, that might have happened. It didn't take long for Hemingway to become famous, but at the time, only a few of the literary intelligentsia knew about him. Castle shook his head in commiseration with the long-dead thief. Guy who stole him probably didn't even read English. Dumped him in the river. John Baird shivered visibly. Undoubtedly. But people have never stopped looking for them. Maybe they'll show up in some attic someday.
Could happen.
Wheels turning. It's happened before in literature. Some of Boswell's diaries were recovered because a scholar recognized his handwriting on an old piece of paper a merchant used to wrap a fish. Hemingway's own last book he put together from notes that had been lost for 30 years. They were in a couple of trunks in the basement of the Ritz in Paris. He leaned forward, excited. Then, after he died, they found another batch of papers down here, in a back room in Sloppy Joe's. It could still happen.
Castle took a deep breath. It could be made to happen, too.
Made to happen?
Just speaking, you know, in theory. Like some guy who really knows Hemingway. Suppose he makes up some stories that are like those old stories. Finds some 75-year-old paper in an old, what do you call them, not a word processor.
Typewriter?
Whatever. Think he could pass them off for the real thing?
I don't know if he could fool me, Baird said, and tapped the side of his head. I have a freak memory. Eidetic. Photographic. I have just about every word Hemingway ever wrote committed to memory.
He looked slightly embarrassed.
Of course, that doesn't make me an expert in the sense of being able to spot a phony. I just wouldn't have to refer to any texts.
So take yourself, you know, or somebody else who spent all his life studying Hemingway. He puts all he's got into writing these stories. He knows the people who are going to be reading them, knows what they're going to look for. And he hires like an expert forger to make the pages look like they came out of Hemingway's machine. So could it work?
Baird pursed his lips and for a moment looked professorial. Then he sort of laughed, one syllable through his nose. Maybe it could. A man did a similar thing when I was a boy, counterfeiting the memoirs of Howard Hughes. He made millions.
Millions?
Back when that was real money. Went to jail when they found out, of course.
And the money was still there when he got out.
Never read anything about it.
I guess so. So the next question is, how much stuff are we talking about? How much was in that old overnight bag?
That depends on who you believe. There was half a novel and some poetry. The short stories, there might have been a few as 11 or as many as 30.
That'd take a long time to write.
It would take forever. You couldn't just do Hemingway. You'd have to figure out what the stories were about and then reconstruct his early style. Do you know how many Hemingway scholars there are in the world?
Quite a few?
Thousands. Maybe 10,000 academics who know enough to spot a careless fake.
Castle nodded, cogitating. You'd have to be real careful. But then you wouldn't have to do all the short stories and poems.